it's time for witchery. Ready, witches? 1, 2, 3.
Double, double, toil and trouble, making witches brew. Round about the pot we go, adding to the stew. A dash of this, a splash of that, and some of these things too.
Eye of newt and toe of frog.
Wool of bat and tongue of dog.
And how about a great big gob of slippery, slimy goo?
Ew.
No salt, no spice, would flavorize quite as nice as a heaping shovel full of poisonous toadstools.
Fire burn and cauldron bubble, in the pot it goes.
The recipe's a mystery, no one must ever know. A drop of this, a glop of that, the beard from a billy goat.
Throw inside a possum hide,
a sprinkling of pesticide.
And don't forget the ogre's eye,
partially decomposed. No soup, no stock would ever carry quite the shock as a tablespoon or two of witch's pot ragu. Double, double, toil and trouble, brewing so much fun. Just a few ingredients, then our work is done. A pinch of this, a squeeze of that, a twist of beetle grub.
Add to that a lizard skin,
a whisker from a giant's chin.
And now it's time to climb up in
our Halloween hot tub. Rub-a-dub-a-dub-dub.
Oh, this feels so good.
What a great idea. Scrub and grub.
Pass the toad, please.
Hey, sit over here. You can feel the worms better.
Pardon me.
Company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSHA FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find links to our own player, TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and our listen by phone number at 631-359-8728. Great mix of acoustic music and family fun today. We also will be visited by Joyce Megerson Moore and Joe Plummer to talk about New Horizon Theater's production of Get Ready, taking place at the Pittsburgh Public Theater Helen Wayne Rau Rehearsal Hall, opening October 30th, running through November 9th. Three siblings will join us to talk about a comic book they created called Predicament of the Past, in which they reflect on and share their Pakistani Indian heritage. We also will have three young musicians from the Pittsburgh chapter of the Society of American Magicians Youth Program. Those two features will be between 10 and 11 o'clock during our Youth Express Hour. Finally, at 11, Eli Lev joins us with original music and conversation, all on today's Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks for joining us and being with us. A pop quiz will come your way momentarily, live from the Saturday Light Brigade. We'll get started with Robert Ellis and Courtney Hartman with a song I suspect you'll recognize.
Your door is always open and your path is for you to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds, by the ink stains that have dried upon some line, that keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that binds me, or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing nor forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving through the back roads by the rivers of my memory. For hours you're just gentle on my mind. Thank you. fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us. And some other woman crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone. I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, summer sun might burn me till I'm gone. But not to where I cannot see you walking down the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle all night. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some tree. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round a tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast in fun. That you're waving from the back roads by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Saturday Light Brigade with Robert Ellis and Courtney Hartman getting us started with John Hartford's Gentle on My Mind. And it's nice to have you meeting us here this morning. Thank you for doing that. A quick hello to Mike and Mars, Russ and Sharon in beautiful King, North Carolina. Leslie, who is in Oakland. Tommy in Virginia. Getting us started today. Our pop quiz will come your way in mere moments.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble is a nonprofit organization and community space for arts and technology education located in Pittsburgh's Garfield neighborhood. Assemble works to build confidence through making by creating approachable opportunities for learners of all ages to engage with science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics-based activities. Information on Assemble programs and opportunities is available at assemblepgh.org.
Be the first to learn about upcoming guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our email newsletter. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
Thank you. time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it's time for this morning's pop quiz. And today's pop quiz is relatively straightforward. Here it is. Wish is a four-letter word that ends in S-H. Can you come up with five other four-letter words ending in S-H? And can you use your five words in a sensible sentence? That's our pop quiz. Wish is a four-letter word that ends in S-H. H. Can you come up with five other four-letter words ending in S-H? And then can you use those five words that you came up with in a sensible sentence? Can you?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
They all climbed up on the high board fence, nine little goblins with green glass eyes, nine little goblins that had no sense and couldn't tell coppers from cold mince pies.
And they all climbed up on the fence and sat,
and I asked them what they were staring at. And the first one said as he scratched his head with a queer little arm that reached out of his ear and rasped its claws in his hair so red, this is what this little arm is for. And he scratched and he stared, and the next one said,
how on earth do you scratch your head?
And he laughed like a screech of a rusty hinge, laughed and laughed till his face turned black, and when he choked with a final twinge of stifling laughter, he thumped his back with a fist that grew on the end of his tail till his breath came back to his lips so pale. And the third little goblin leered round at me, and there were no lids on his eyes at all, and he clucked one eye and he says he, what is the style of your socks this fall?
And he clapped his hands,
and I sighed to see that he had hands where his feet should be. Then a bald-faced goblin, gray and grim, bowed his head, and I saw him slip his eyebrows off as I looked at him and paste them over his upper lip. And then he moaned in remorseful pain,
oh, would I had me brows again.
And then the whole of the goblin band rocked on the fence, stopped to and fro, and carpeted along row hand in hand, singing the songs that they used to know. Singing the songs that the grandsire sung in the goo-goo days of the goblin tongue. And ever they kept their green glass eyes fixed on me with a stony stare, till my own brow glazed with dread surmise, and my hat moved high on my lifted hair. And I felt the heart in my breast snap too, as you've heard the lid of a snuffbox do. And they sang, you're asleep, there is no board fence, never a goblin with green glass eyes, 'tis only a vision the mind invents. After a supper of cold mince pies, and you're doomed to dream this way, they said, and you shan't wake up till you're clean plum dead.
And shan't wake up till you're
clean plum dead.
Me. All night long it rambles on through my every piece of bad news. When midnight shadows creep, I hear the ghostly music moan. It means the end of sleep to hear a thousand saxophones sob and groan. Well, I hate to see that evening sun go down. Said I hate to see that evening sun go down. That man that I love, he done left this town.
Saturday Light Brigade and the Ghost of the St. Louis Blues, and before that a song for the season, another song for the season, as we heard about I believe there were nine little goblins all together. That from nice album, Steve Gillette and Hills, Cindy Magson, and Michael Smith put together, called Foretold, The Nine Little Goblins. It's on Appleseed Records.
For come what may.
We are going to look at some of the words that have been sent to us and some of the
will now for always be
sentences that have been used. And let's start with Jeff, who did not create a sentence but came up with a great list of words. Our pop quiz invites you to come up with four-letter words that end in SH. Jeff came up with wash, dish, dash, tush, rash, rush, push, sash, fish, gash, gush, hush, hash, lash, lush, cash, bush, bash, mush, mash, mosh, and nosh. Those four-letter words remind you about how hard it can be to learn English, especially as an adult. It's tush, but mush. Sue in South Park says, push the wash cart so it will not bash the dish of fish. Well done. Justin in Los Angeles had a long list too. Dish, dash, posh, wash, nosh, gosh, gish, hash, sash, fish, cash, bash, lash, rash, lush, and rush. Then he added mash, tush, and hush. Ralph in the South Hills used his in a sentence. Please hush, Larry, because I can't make any cash unless I wash the leftover hash off of this dish. Jim and Crafton Heights contributed a few different expressive sentences. Whether I mash my potatoes or make hash browns, I add a dash of butter to go with my dish of fish. I think that's the most sensible sentence we've had so far. He also added, I had to wash, wear a sash, and bring lots of cash to the posh bash. Another good one. And then one more from Jim. Don't rush to push this mush, or you'll get the lash across your tush. I do not josh.
And never will. For my love was meant for.
Let's see who. Oh, this one is from Burr. Nice to hear from you. Burr Beard writes, wish, push, squish, rush, bush, and hush. I keep thinking there's a kind of hush over the world tonight. A few more to go. Kathy Antinesta has dish, fish, wash, sash, lush, gosh, hush, rash, cash, and gash. I almost missed her sentence, which is, the lush dropped the dish of fish and suffered a gash in her foot that needed a wash. Susie has some that we'll share in a moment. Linda of the dynamic duo in Collier has fish, dish, cash, mesh, bash, lash, mash, wash, and dash. And Susie's, I have them here now in front of me, are lush, bush, dash, fish, and gush. Leslie had wish, wash, bash, hash, dash, sash, cash, gash, lash, mash, dash, dish, and fish. And a few more coming in. Old Tommy had a long list. Dish, fish, dash, lash, mash, cash, bash, gash, nash, as in the Rambler, wash, posh, gosh, josh, gush, hush, lush, mush, push, and rush. I'll share a few more with you in a moment. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
He's a dynamite, uptight, out of sight, backyard Romeo. Well, he looks like skin on a bone pile. A cat wouldn't give him a glance. When he stretches his long legs out, a fox ain't got a chance. Tennessee Hound Dog, Tennessee Hound Dog. Sad-faced, moony-eyed creature, his ears hang down. When he ugly wound over. Some dog lovers have said he's got more sense in the end of his nose than they've got in their head. Tennessee Hound Dog, Tennessee Hound Dog.
The Saturday Light Brigade with the Grascals and Tennessee Hound Dog. A few more answers from last week's, or last segment's puzzle, which was in this past week's Brigadier Briefings newsletter, our pop quiz, inviting you to come up with five words ending in SH and four-letter words ending in SH and to use them in a sensible sentence. Stuart McCandless says, President Bush gushed with pride, seeing a mosh pit with a fish doing the monster mash at such a posh party. Well done. Russ came up with some words. Cash dash, fish hash, lash mash, mesh rash, and rush. Tom and McCandless has dish fish, cash rash, rush, bush, hash, mash, lash, and bash, and his high school nemesis, Jeff Kish. Wherever you are today, Jeff, Tom's thinking about you. Jim in Blackridge, good morning. He has dash, dish, gash, bash, hash, and I got a gash. Well, I dash a dish of hash. And that gets us up to date. Please subscribe to our newsletter if you would like to receive a weekly puzzle. You can do so at slbradio.org.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats. The Northside Chronicle invites the community to Northside Sandwich Week on October 27th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Priory. The evening will feature sandwiches from local businesses, and proceeds will support the Northside Chronicle in its ongoing mission to provide hyper-local coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. More information on Northside Sandwich Week is available at northsidesandwichweek.com.
Hello to Susan, who came up with gosh, wash, cash, push, and dish. Playing along on Facebook at SLB Radio. And hello to Ralph, who is at Facebook too. A quick note that we would greatly appreciate your review at Great Nonprofits to help us maintain our top 10 status there. You can leave a review at tinyurl.com/SLBReview2025. tinyurl.com/SLBReview2025. Thank you. It's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Here is this morning's history riddle. He was born October 25th, 1881, and given an alliterative name. Most of his paintings, sculptures, and collages were created in France, although he was born in Spain. He's known for his Blue Period and Rose Period, and for a painting style he created with men named Brock and Greece The old guitarist and the three musicians are two works of his that are must-sees. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Again, he was born October 25th, 1881, and given an alliterative name. Most of his paintings, sculptures, and collages were created in France, although he was born in Spain. He's known for his Blue Period and Rose Period, and for a painting style he created with men named Braque and Gries. The old guitarist and the three musicians are two works of his that are must-sees. Any ideas of who it is?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Look at you and suddenly something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the skies. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the night blazing their light can't hold a candle to your razzle dazzle. You've got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. I want to cry, want to croon, want to laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think that I'm free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me with love. Thank you. disguise. It's that whole devil moon, it's that whole devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think that I'm free as a dove, oh devil moon, deep in your eyes blinds me with love. Oh devil moon, deep in your eyes blinds me with love.
Interfering with the songbird's mating cry. And we're 4 miles, a couple roads and a few cars passing by. Then now our freeways, I wish I could avoid and not apply. Miles of telephone wire. Oh, whenever I catch a whiff of that sweet peppermint wind, I think of White Chalk, childhood days, and old friends. We drew white arrows to the place where the sidewalk used to end. Before we knew, the sidewalk would stretch over and over again. Just a wink will do as much. We live much longer, more days, I guess, to pass the test. Well, here we are, healthier, more reserved, and more depressed. Peppermint and old Silverstein books. Oh, whenever I catch a whiff of that sweet peppermint wind, I think of White Chalk, childhood days, and old friends. We drew white arrows to the place where the sidewalk used to end. Before we knew, the sidewalk would stretch over and over again. A whiff of that sweet peppermint wind, I think of White Chalk, childhood days, and old friends. We drew white arrows to the place where the sidewalk used to end. Before we knew, the sidewalk would stretch over and over again.
Fendrick and Peck got the Saturday Light Brigade with a tune called Sweet Peppermint Wind. And Bob Doro did Old Devil Moon. We're in the midst of solving this morning's history riddle, and a couple of folks to join us on the air momentarily. Maybe you, too. He was born October 25th, 1881, and given an alliterative name. Most of his paintings, sculptures, and collages were created in France. Although he was born in Spain, he's known for his blue period and rose period, and for a painting style he created with men named Brock and Grease, the old guitarist, and the three musicians are two works of his that are must-sees. 412-200-5975. Ricky standing by to take your call if you want to check in before we reveal the correct answer. Carrie is in Oil City. She's thinking about our pop quiz from last hour. I'm late. I have to dash. I have to rush. I wish I didn't fail second grade spelling. I have to wash my clothes in the washing machine. Warren, PA in Bradford, where we wash our clothes. They do in Pittsburgh, too. I think Warsh is still spelled W-A-S-H. Russ and King, North Carolina, got the correct hist riddle answer, as did Bob in Washington, Pennsylvania, and Tom in McCandless. John in Economy Borough got it correct. And Jim in Blackridge got the correct answer. So did Mike and Mars. And Rich in Freeport, and Tommy in North Chesterfield, Virginia, John in Carrick, all getting the correct answer. And so did Tom, who reaches us from the Strip District. Hey, Tom, how are you?
Hey, Larry, how's it going?
Good. It's good to hear your voice. It's been a long time since you've called. And are you working in the Strip today or just...
Yeah, I'm a sidewalk vendor.
Oh.
I set up in the 2100 block of Penn Avenue and sell my beautiful wife's handmade jewelry creations and Yin's Yang t-shirts.
How nice. Yeah, I was in the Strip yesterday. And
I miss you then.
It seems... how's the new development working out? It seems to fit in reasonably well. I guess it's five blocks
down off of Smallman.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, brings more people in, not necessarily more customers, but at least it fills the place up, and there's some incidental, good things that come from it as well.
Yeah, that's there's a lot of interesting stores within that complex. I was driving, so I couldn't read all the signs, but I'm thinking, would I? It's like one part of the Strip District has things you need, sort of like your basic hierarchy of needs, food.
Right.
I would consider things like jewelry, and then this newer area has things like special ways to wash your face.
Right. Well, that's the terminal, and that's all the new stuff and chains and, non-traditional stuff. Now, what I sell was handmade art from a local artist, and that belongs where it is on Penn Avenue, where you have, Penn Mac and Permati Brothers and all the other S&D Polish Deli and all the other, icons of local Pittsburgh's been around for decades, and as have I, and been checking in with you periodically, listening as I get ready for the day's work by checking the Saturday Light Brigade. And I do have a little bit of trivia about your name.
Got it. I'm all set.
The name of the show, that is.
Mm-hmm.
And did you know that the cardigan sweater was named after the man who ordered the charge of the Light Brigade?
I did not know that.
In the 1850s.
I did not know that.
Yes, it was Thomas Brudenell, rather. He was the Earl of Cardigan. It was a disaster for the British Army. They lost a lot of men. That's why it's infamous, you know, Charge of the Light Brigade. But the British press raised it as a victory, so that when Cardigan returned home from the Crimea, which is where the battle took place, the papers had increased his popularity. So when they saw that he was wearing a button-up sweater instead of a pullover, they named it the Cardigan.
I'm looking at a picture of him right now and a brief biographical sketch. I never knew that in all these years. One reason we like the Charge of the Light Brigade is it's depicted people trying to be victorious against incredible odds and working together under incredible odds. I like the Cardigan connection because it makes me think of Fred Rogers right away.
The Earl of Cardigan, Duke of Earl, as you may.
He has a mighty mustache in this picture, the kind of mustache that looks like he could hang a coat on it, or maybe a cardigan. He's quite
a handlebar.
Yeah, and some whiskers coming out too. Well, thank you for that. That's good, and it's good to hear your voice too. You knew who we were looking for with our history at all. Who did you come up with?
History?
Yes, our history at all answer. Did you know the answer to the puzzle?
Pablo Picasso.
Yes,
of course.
Indeed.
You know, he had a blue period, and he started off as a sculptor, right on all counts. So before we end here, Larry, have a musical request.
Sure.
To place, and something you may or may not play with any regularity, but gotta hear some Grateful Dead.
I'll try.
And you can make an acoustic or whatever if you want, you know, ripple or whatever you happen to have handy. But that's my thing for this morning, if you are so inclined.
Why am I not surprised? We should have some. Thank you.
Form.
I'm glad to have you here, Tom. Thanks. Take care.
Larry, always a pleasure. Your voice is a reassuring recurrence from my past, back in the days of four cable plays in the basement of former police stables. Still, you know, when it got wet or cold, still stank of horse dung from decades of it being dumped on the ceiling, and you know, one cassette deck, so I had to bring all my dead cassettes in pre-cued so that at the end of a song I wanted to play, I'd have to stop the cassette, eject, take out the cassette, put in the new cassette, push the door shut, hit play, all while trying to talk and sound nonchalant and informative.
That's the Grateful Dead,
you know,
format. All tapes.
It was, the pioneering days of public radio. This is 1979 through 85.
Yeah. Well,
most of 85. And then, you know, Kevin Anus took off, you know, stole a lot of money and got the station.
Whoa. Kevin.
And what have you.
Okay, hang on, Kevin. That was not... Not at all the case with Kevin. He actually gave his heart there. It was
my
other reasons for that. Kevin gave his heart and soul to make sure, talking about the older days of my beloved WYEP. Susie's here and is going to join us now. Tom, thank you for calling. I'm sorry we lost you there somehow. Susie, how are you?
I'm good. I'm here with my oatmeal and my clean dishes.
Oh, good. Clean dishes are a good way to start the day. And oatmeal is good, too. Now, do you know much about Pablo Picasso?
Well, you know, it's funny. I sent you that earlier memory of when I was 10 in Honduras, and I remember that I had a book about, I had like all these books about artists, and they were very like background was very white, and you know, they were like on white paper, white glossy paper, and then it would have like, you know, some words about the artist and some of their paintings. And that's how I learned about Picasso initially.
Interesting. John had written, surprised to know that he had a rose period in addition to his blue period. And I'm not as familiar with the definitions of those. His rose period was considered between 1904 and 1906. It followed his blue period. Blue period was themes of poverty. The rose period had a lighter tone, orange and pink colors, circus people, acrobats, harlequins.
I can see some of those in my head.
Yeah, there it was a much happier time. So Picasso's collages, his paintings, his sculptures really, really make you feel good when you look at them, for the most part.
Well, some of them.
Yeah,
some of them. I mean, when I was in Spanish class in high school, we saw Guernica, which is his black and white mural, which is, I think, somewhere in Spain. You know, very much war and not as nice.
Yeah, he does, as I'm looking through some of his works, he did have some depictions of poverty and war, but then, you know, a portrait of Gertrude Stein and some other works, including some self-portraits, are just beautiful to look at. I'm glad you were able to come up with him.
Yeah.
And here is hoping that you're able to have a great day. Larry in Elwood City just came up with the answer simultaneously just a few moments ago. Susie, thanks for checking in as always.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hey, Picasso, paint the sky. Put a white cloud in it.